Blog Talk Radio.
Well, what it do, everybody? What it do? How it goes? This is the Rel and Randy Show. Welcoming you guys in. I am Randy. I got Weatherman Joe sitting alongside of me.
Hello, folks.
I'm excited, man. Today's going to be an exciting, exciting show. We got a jam-packed one for you guys. Got tons of content, and can't wait to discuss it because it is Friday. And with Friday, we call it Freestyle Friday. This is the first time we're going to do this. This is a segment we're going to do later on in the show. And what we'll be doing is, we'll be taking in callers for anybody and everybody who wants to call in and challenge myself. Challenge me in a freestyle battle, and the winner will indeed get a t-shirt. Anyways, welcome back. Taking a weird turn of events already with the wonderful show we got planned. Here we go. Big Crit. We're going to play this real quick. Going live from underground, everybody. Welcome into the show. Thanking you for riding along with us. Once again, this is the Rel and Randy Show, welcoming everybody in for Freestyle Friday. Like I said, this is a jam-packed show, and we really can't wait to get to it. A few topics that we got to discuss. We got Lauryn Hill. Her struggle with DIPG ended yesterday, last night. The retirement of Troy Polamalu from the NFL. The NBA playoff picture. New music from Tory Lanez and other artists, and much more. For today, as always, call-ins are very welcome, and we hope you enjoy the show today. Guest call-in number 713-955-0701. If you can't remember that number, then you don't listen to the show enough, because we damn sure say it a lot. So, getting into it, man, we really are. I'm ready for it. Weatherman Joe, I think we got a little drop for you real quick. Just saying. Here we go. Let's get into it. What is it? Here it is.
Man, why ain't nobody tell us what the weather was going to be? Damn. Stuck out here in the rain, not knowing what to expect.
Wait up. Daddy. Hey. It's Weatherman Joe. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn. There you go.
Daddy, don't you know he's not supposed to be out in the lightning like that?
That joke was retarded, girl. But he urban as a bitch, though.
Indeed, he is urban as a bitch. This is my boy, Weatherman Joe, in the studio. How's it going, Weatherman Joe?
It's going great. I just want to say thank you for having me on today, as usual. And thank you for everyone listening.
Weatherman Joe, did you get anything accomplished with that app yet?
The app is still in the beta phases. We have to make sure we put everything on there together with the weather and the urban side of it. I don't want just one or the other. I have to make it perfect before the release. But the beta is available.
Nice. Well, that's exciting. Did you download it yourself on your phone yet?
It has been downloaded, yes.
Nice. All right. Look at, did you see that Michael Bennett had harsh words for Jimmy Graham before he was traded to the Seahawks?
No, no, I didn't.
I think Jimmy Graham's one of the weirdest looking people in the world, let alone the NFL. But pretty much what Michael Bennett said on his new teammate, Jimmy Graham, is that he's overrated. I don't know where he gets that from, because this dude's a beast. And why would you talk about one of your newest teammates like that?
I don't know. Maybe he's just jealous he can't play tight end.
Or maybe he just doesn't get it paid as much as, you know, your boy Jimmy.
He's an imbo.
He's an imbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that? That's a...
Imbo? That means you're dumber than a moron.
Nice. Gotcha. Well, moving on real quick to our next topic of discussion. Lauryn Hill, she's definitely one of the more inspirational pieces on, like, ESPN and things like that. Now, she dies of her brain tumor, her inoperable brain tumor that she died from. Oh, she was 19 years old, young basketball player. She says that she would never all she used to think about is just playing basketball, and she got diagnosed with this tumor after her high school year. She moved on into the college level, collegiate level, whatever you prefer. She says all she wanted to do was look down at her shoes as she's walking onto the court and this and that, and basketball obviously meant a lot to her. But she did pass away yesterday. But she was very inspirational along the way. She played in 4 games. She made the first points of the season for who did she play for? Let's see, real quick. I don't know. I don't know.
She had a lot of people really following her, and she was really, and you know, she had a lot of people that just like looked up to her just because she had just so much going against her. And I mean, they both teams would actually let her, you know, basically have free reign to shoot the basket, and you know,
she was kind of hot back in the Dizzy. I'm just saying, she came through, got all them steroid shots, and they kind of pumped her face up a little bit and all that stuff. But she was a pretty girl, man. She really was. And it was kind of a shock to everybody. Not necessarily a shock, but it was they gave her 2 years to live. She made it through 15 months of that, so a little bit over a year. She played 4 games, and she also helped coach after that. And her words of wisdom to everyone is never give up, which is inspirational in itself. The school president, Tony Arts, I don't know how you say it, but she taught us that every day is a blessing, every moment is a gift. And I agree with that. Like Freestyle Friday is a gift for everybody that we're very happy to bring to you guys. Later on in the show, if anybody wants to call and challenge me, that will be definitely accepted. The number for our show is 713-955-0701. And the website is blogtalkradio.com/RelNRandy. That's R-E-L-L, the letter N, Randy, R-A-N-D-Y. We are the Rel and Randy Show. We like to bring you the newest and latest music, also along with sports and current events. But right now, what I'm going to do for you guys is I'm going to play you in honor of what Freestyle Friday. I'll play you a little track by Fabulous. Fabulous came out with this song, ain't nothing to fuck with, excuse me. Excuse my French, too, but it's a freestyle track. Like I said, in honor of today, I got this for you. Here you go.
Yeah. Live from the 718, the world famous DJ Clue. Desert Storm. That boy Fabulous. Friday night freestyle. You know we get down. Stupid.
Yeah. Two things, fam, I ain't nothing to fuck with. My crew ain't playing and we ain't for the fuck shit. I'm riding with whoever that I hop out the truck with. Sliding with the sticks on some slapping a puck shit. No hockey, just riders, no jockey. Chinese food, less beef, more broccoli. My fortune cookie said stay humble, flow cocky. Call a jeweler ASAP, time to go rocky. My chain glisten, bright enough to change vision. Shorty see I'm everything that these lanes isn't. Told you I could take your bitch, you ain't listen. I heard the friend zone, feel like you in Bane prison. Fly little joint. same. Her weed just hang different. Bought her that Malaysia, she went plain. Listen, I put her in the fast lane, no more lane switching. Told her keep curving, them niggas don't change pitches. Bench riders coming in the game dissing. Fame fishing, trying to get a name mission. My team gon' rush you niggas, we came blitzing. My boy got the AK with him, he came twisting. I bang vixens, main chicks in, game kicks in. Hit him and fall back on him, game sixing. Keep the broke bitches away, we ain't fixing. You chasing, baby, I'm straight, ain't missing. Do stay straight up, cause do stay paid up. It's go time, rug, fuck who stay wait up. You and ATL, then my crew may skate up. Like T.I. Flick, handle B.I. quick. All my niggas bring him home, all B.I. chick. All your niggas talk to the FBI quick. Rat, sprinter full of splinters. I was getting paper like a printer through the winter. Weather break, I might get the bin or the Aventa. Door, more, adventures of a sinner. Big nigga ballin', big figures callin'. She hooked on me, she a big dickaholic. Tryna stay above water, that's just some duck shit. Tryna stash a 100 mil, keep it a buck shit. We still winning, baby, this ain't no luck shit. Rest of these niggas ain't nothing to fuck with.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
DJ Clue, Hip Storm, Fabulous, that's Street Fam. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And that was Fabulous, freestyle version of Nothing to Fuck With by Wu-Tang, taking it back for you guys. Once again, welcoming you guys into the show. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Rel's running a little bit late, but he'll be here. I'm holding the studio down right now with Weatherman Joe. Looking over some things, I run across that Stephen Curry broke his own record for made threes in a season. These guys are playing some good ball, but I'll be honest, Weatherman Joe, I'm not sure if they're ready for a championship yet. I think they need to get deep in the playoffs this year. They remind me of like OKC. OKC right now is sad. It's a sad story in itself. But right now, they remind me of OKC when they played LeBron and they didn't pull it out, which could very much happen to the Golden State Warriors, in my opinion. What do you think on that?
You know, I'm okay with their guard play, but I feel like their interior is a little weak. And to be honest,
well, they got Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
He's decent. They got what's his name? Lee.
David Lee. They're both kind of getting up there.
They're getting up there, but they're still decent players. But yeah, you're right. They're definitely weak in the middle.
And they don't play necessarily good defense.
You know who plays defense on that team? Who I'm pretty surprised is Klay Thompson, man. That he balls definitely on both sides of the court, which is impressive in itself. But,
yeah, I like Klay Thompson.
He hasn't been showing up as much offensively, so just saying. But anyways, this little article here says the Golden State Warrior superstar Stephen Curry has had as ideal a regular season as a player can imagine. He led all-star voting in his second season as a starter and the most essential player on the team with the NBA best record, and it looks like a fairly safe bet to bring home the MVP award in a few weeks. He's popular, part of a winning squad, and pretty darn great all by himself. Curry can now add another accolade to his electric 2014-2015 season after breaking one of his own records in the second quarter of Thursday night's game against the Portland Trailblazers at Oracle Arena. With just under 4:30 remaining in the half, Curry pulled up in transition and knocked down his 273rd three-pointer of the year, topping the mark of 272 he set in 2012-2013. This dude's a beast, man. I hate to give him credit when Jarrell's here because we obviously know that he's on his tip pretty hard, but this guy can ball, and I definitely think he is MVP worthy. I can't see Westbrook getting the trophy if he's sitting on the bench, sitting on the couch when the playoffs start, which is pretty much what it looks like right now because the Pelicans hold the tiebreaker over them, and they're both tied for the eighth spot. OKC's got an easier record or remaining few games right now, so they might be able to win it out, but we'll have to see that. I'm not very sure. But This is Freestyle Friday. I'm making sure that we sound crispy. I'm ready for a battle with anybody and everybody. Call up later on in the show if you want to catch the number right now. It's 713-955-0701. Once again, it's 713-955-0701. Oh, look at this. A teen is suing L.A. for $20 million after getting shot by a cop. An African-American teenager who was shot and injured while one of his friends was holding a toy gun has filed a $20 million lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles. Jamar Nicholson, 15 years old, and his friends were standing in an alley near 10th Avenue in South Los Angeles before school February 10th when he sustained a gunshot wound to the upper back. Jamar is really lucky to be alive. With respect to the other kids, they are lucky as well that they weren't hit. It doesn't appear that the officer who shot used a lot of discretion with where he was aiming his pistol. Herbert Hayden, an attorney with Harris and Associates, said in the interview with Yahoo News. That sounds pretty crazy to me. The guy's holding a toy gun and the cop just kind of pulls out and pops up and shoots his kid right in the back. The South Carolina thing, I accidentally said that was filmed 2 years ago. I was corrected. That was not 2 years ago. That was 2 days ago. And the video surfaced. I don't know how I got the whole 2 years, 2 days thing mixed up, but, you know, it's a measure of time. So, anyways, I was feeding into some propaganda on the internet, which is not what you should do, Weatherman Joe. Just saying.
No, definitely not.
Weatherman Joe, you want to give us the update for the weather here?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and break it down to 3 days, make it a little bit more accurate. 5 days.
Did you stress less? Just focusing on 3 days or no?
Yeah, 3 days is much easier to maintain because when you look over 5 days, even to 7 days, if anybody goes 7 days, you can literally just go ahead and dismiss anything they say because anything beyond 4 days is sketchy. That's why my fifth day always changes because the weather is always changing. So that's just something you always have to look out for. So 3 days, you can look at it spot on. Even though I have yet to mess up with the weather for you guys, I just feel like 3 days would be much more better for everyone.
And you think we're going to be having kittens over the weather for the next couple of days, or are we going to kind of be a little upset with it? What do you think? We're having kittens or no?
We're definitely going to be, it's not necessarily kittens.
Right.
But I'll have to 10-9 that later.
Okay, gotcha. What exactly are we talking about with a 10-9?
Oh, 10-9 is to repeat or say again. Let's just go ahead and sack up and get this show on the road here. Get this elephant seen in the room.
10-4, campfire.
All right. Well, tonight
we're walking in. Obviously, we can hear my boy Rail coming into the studio, as excited as ever, because it is indeed. What is it? Just tell me.
Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle Friday.
What's up?
Welcome, man. Welcome to the show that I so much carried on my breaking back right now.
Hey, man. I'm sorry, man. Had a rough day today.
Yeah, hey, you're supposed to take the hat off indoors, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
We're
going
to tell the Gov.
Nah, I don't tell them.
But, yeah, man, how was drill?
It really wasn't drill today, man. I was just,
You just hanging out?
I had to take care of.
You going to hang out with your wang out and all that stuff? Yeah, got you. I figured.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
A couple of errands.
Sorry to break it off for there. Weatherman Joe, you can give us this weather that's going to have us having kittens or 10-9 in it, whatever you say. 10-9 is going to mean, what does it mean? You got to repeat it?
10-9 is to repeat, yes, sir. It's
10-9 it real quick.
10-9, yeah, 10-9 is to repeat or say again. Don't worry about cutting me off or anything. I'm not gonna give you a long job or be aggro about it. So I'll just go ahead and give you
the
updates for the weather. But today, right now, as we speak, it is 89 degrees outside. It's probably gonna feel like 91 right now. We're gonna have a slight breeze coming 95. In at you from the south southeast. We have scattered showers all throughout the southeast, but don't look for any here in, Central Florida, I'll say. I was going to say Wildwood, but I can expect it.
Looks like
it.
Miami could expect a couple showers, right, or no?
Well,
that's
the thing
what
is,
me before
it's on the tip of the Bermuda Triangle, so you know when the planes and the boats kind of disappear down there?
Right.
Well, so does the weather. So it's kind of disappearing right now, and it's kind of hard to tell. So I would say no rain for Miami tonight.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we're going to have partly cloudy. We're going to have 90 degrees. as your high. And it's when the clouds are not hiding the sun, it is going to be hot. It's going to be scorching. It's going to be really hard to stand outside in the sun. So be careful. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure you stay in the shade as much as possible. Get some AC on you. Tomorrow you're also going to drip down to 66 degrees. You're going to have isolated thunderstorms with a 30% chance of that. And then you have the westward wind coming at you at 8 miles an hour. Then you have Sunday, you're going to have 89 degrees.
It is going to be hot all doggone weekend.
Yeah, it's Florida. It's pretty much, you get 2 weeks of winter, and then everything else after that is 90 degrees and plus. So August and July, you know, those are going to kill us,
yep.
Probably literally. So we just got to pretty much stay hydrated. Oh, let me get to Sunday for everyone. It's going to be PM thunderstorms. That's pretty much anything beyond, let me say, 2:37 p.m. Anything from 2:37 p.m. down to 9.
I left and came back. We're still talking about the weather.
Well, I'm on my last day. I'm going to make sure it's 100% spot on. That's why I'm giving exact times.
Okay,
from 2:37 p.m. to 8:08 p.m.
Right.
There is a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Other than that, outside of that time range, it's going to be scattered. I can't give you exact towns, although villagers will not see rain. Wildwood will. And then possibly Tampa. And then we're going to have a 5-mile-an-hour south wind.
What's the lake in the middle here? Is that
Okeechobee?
Okeechobee. Yeah, you ever been there?
No.
Let's go.
It's huge, though.
You want to go?
It's pretty big. Let's do it.
Let's check it out. Yeah, I bet they got like some sea dudes and jet skis.
They probably got a mean dockside grill.
Bro, let's get on it. For real.
I'm with it.
All right, cool.
I'm kidding.
My boy Mike's coming down. We'll go down to Okeechobee. I've never been there either.
We're trying to do a lot with Mike here.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if you ever noticed that.
I'm taking days off.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but Mike is probably one of our most loyal listeners. He actually...
Let's not give that guy too much credit, all right?
He has posted many pictures of me in my van. He's the only human being that has caught me in action.
I hear you.
So I'll give him props because it's due.
What? Real quick.
Oh, no.
Real quick, we're going to play a couple words from our sponsors. If you guys just sit tight and hang out with your wang out.
Dog bite. Bitch, who got you infested with AIDS at the club in the back seat of your car? Call Morgan & Morgan for the people. Offices, Jacksonville.
I collect books. Coloring books.
I sell farts and mason jars on eBay.
I run a free ice cream stand. I'm heavy.
I recycle weave to make homemade wigs.
I take Lamaze classes to control my heavy breathing.
Log on today to whackpeoplemeet.com.
I tried that website out, man. It's wonderful. I'm telling you what, man. If you want to meet another fellow whack person,
that's the place to go.
That's the place to go, whackpeoplemeet.com. I loved it. Me and old girl. The only thing that was really wrong with her is she had too much hair in certain areas.
Right.
So I really don't feel like that's such an issue. A lot of people do though. She obviously got a free subscription to whackpeoplemeet.com through the show. So go to whackpeoplemeet.com, type our name in, the Rel and Randy Show, and you get 50% off.
Hey, breaking news for all the females out there.
What did he occur?
Michael Kors is no longer in.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're wearing Michael Kors, you might want to hang it out.
Yikes, what happened there?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, man. Michael Kors was like a factor.
It's not cool anymore.
Yeah, he was a factor for so long. Yeah, it says that the shares are down 37% in the past year. The company's stock is underperforming, leading Morgan Stanley's analysis to remove Michael Kors from its best ideas list. That kind of sucks, man. Michael Kors enjoyed a stunning rise in popularity in recent years. We're going to be seeing Michael Kors in Walmart now. You think so? No, that's a stretch or what?
No, that's probably pretty accurate.
I'm serious, but those are some.
I got people asking when this freestyle about it.
Freestyle Friday, man. We're amped up for this.
I got a guy right now. He's like, hey man, where we going? What's up?
Hey, we can go whenever he's ready. I mean, I'm gonna do a later on segment.
I just told him now, hey man, tune in for real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if he ain't tuned in, then
we're gonna get a little things pay some bills and then, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, we got to, you know, we got to run our words and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Do our segments. But, yeah, I figured we'd just, we'd drop that back in the back half of the show.
Hey, bro, let me ask you something.
Mad or not, like I said a little bit ago, I had my my story that I jumped the gun with. But teen sues Los Angeles for $20 million after getting shot by a cop.
Mm.
Apparently, he was just hanging out with his friends, and they were standing in an alley near 10th Avenue in South Los Angeles before school February 10th when he sustained a gunshot wound to the upper back. Guy's holding a fake gun. Cop takes no time to really... dissect what's going on, pulls up, caps this guy, and now he's suing for $20 million. What do you think, man? Is this invoke
hey,
a little rage?
I got a little fun fact for you guys.
Go ahead.
Did you know that they can also sue the police department and the academy where they were trained?
I did indeed know that they can sue that.
So that's just a little fun fact for everyone to know.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, I see. I don't know. Let me pass it to you, man. Are you mad or not?
I'm not mad.
No, why not?
Mad.
Are you? There's no part of this story that makes you a little pissed off.
That he's trying to get $20 million.
What's that?
That he's trying to get $20 million.
That pisses you off?
No, not even a little bit.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the recklessness of the cop.
Oh no, that, I mean, of course that pisses me off. So I'm not mad at the fact that he's trying to get $20 million for it.
I would have went higher.
You'd have went higher.
Yeah,
Weatherman Joe.
Actually, I would have sued the police department,
and then
I would have sued the city,
and then go for the academy.
And then I didn't know about the academy, but I damn sure would have sued the city.
So that's right.
I'd have sued everybody.
I'd have sued the guy that shot me.
I'd have sued his parents for
the
bad
department,
parenting.
And then I'd have sued. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd have went down the line if grandma was alive.
I'd have sued the place. I'd have sued the place where he got his concealed weapons license.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you down with me about suing his grandma too, or no?
I mean, hey,
if she's alive and kicking, I'm suing.
What if she's suing him though?
She's got no counter sue on that.
No, I'm talking about the suing the grandson.
Officers ordered him to drop the weapon multiple times. The individual ignored the officer's commands. That was a police news release. The claims for damages filed with the city clerk says that two. Plainclothes detectives appear without warning and without identifying themselves before opening fire. So there's a lot of back ass words stuff we got going on, ass backwards, whatever you want to call it. A lot of stuff going on right now, and I really hope this guy wins the case. It pissed me off because police brutality is something that I really hate.
True.
And especially right here and right now around this time. And I love this. I love this story. It doesn't make me mad at all in certain ways because they didn't make it a race issue.
True.
Just saying.
I look at that the young man's still alive. So
yeah.
That's,
he's
I'm
lucky to be
him.
Alive. So.
Yeah.
Anywho, Stephen Curry broke his own 3-point record. You know, in the season, I was talking about him while you were gone a little bit. I was boosting him up a little bit, but now I'm going to knock him back down.
Okay.
This guy only shot 272 in 2013.
He made that many.
What a clown. What a clown, for real. I seen this Asian guy playing it in an arcade. The balls were rolling down
fast.
And he
was like, doing like
stop.
This.
And he was just bingo, bango, bingo, bango. And if he was in the league, that record would have been broken in 30 minutes.
Not even a little bit.
I'm glad that we got differing opinions because, you know, that makes for good radio. But little news, Jameis Winston is expected to be drafted number one. But what his attorney said is he's definitely ready to be a player in the NFL, but he's definitely not ready to be in the NFL as far as off the field goes.
I agree.
110% too, because who the hell takes crab legs? You know, he's...
Well, I mean, bro, if you know people out there, man, they be doing that. Like, basically, they said what happened was he probably had somebody at the grocery store
yeah.
that hooks him up.
Yeah. And they called him.
The person wasn't there that day or something like that. It was a misunderstanding, some miscommunication somewhere.
Or his buddy.
And he got knocked off.
Or his buddy is like, hey, listen, your friend just walked out. So with those crab legs, so if he's like, man, that ain't my friend. He stole those.
Yeah,
that could have been.
Who that? I don't know who that is. That's your boy, man. He was partying and raping with him last week. Well, I got my buddy who's listening right now. He's gonna be pretty pissed off anytime I talk trash about James Winston or FSU. He's kind of flips his whatever you want to call it. But anywho,
make a bold prediction here. I'm saying the Gators beat Florida State next year.
That's a very bold prediction.
And I'm not necessarily a Gator fan. I just
today. Sorry to cut you off, Weatherman Joe. But today in history, April 10th. Good Friday agreements were signed with Northern Ireland. That's very stimulating and exciting. But really, the Titanic set sails on its doomed voyage as well today.
True.
Crazy, right?
Lauren, did you talk about Lauren?
We did not. Well, we talked about Lauren earlier on in the show.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. She had a battle with
brain cancer.
Yeah, brain
tumor.
It sucks she was only 19 years old, and like I said, she was a pretty girl back in the day, man. So definitely hopes and prayers for her family, and she was very inspirational along the way. And if you can't appreciate her story, man, there's not much in life you should do, so you should probably off yourself.
I concur.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm just saying. Tory Lanez. I haven't heard much of his music, but he did just put out a mixtape a week ago. He's got a song, it's called In For It. I'll play it here just in a minute. But he's an up-and-coming artist, and he's one of the guys that I got on my to-watch-for artists. So here we go. I'm going to play his song. You guys check him out. It's Tory Lanez with, what did I say it was? In For That? Did I say that?
He's In For It.
In For It, yeah. Okay, here we go.
No more. call me back if you can. I'm just at work, and now I just finished. So when you are not busy, just call me. At least before, like, I fall asleep.
Might drop a 10 in the fall. I'm so offended. I thought that you knew this before. I'm so offended. I'm so offended. I come through on the low. I'm so offended. I'm so offended for thinking that you wouldn't know. How could you have known them diamonds are running bright? I'm on my golden night. I wanna touch you. I might roll a dice. I want a bad bitch now. Need a bad bitch now. She a bad little one, bad little one. It's all that I want. It's all that I need. Yeah. All that I got. Check it.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
What up?
Can yeah, this me right here, man. Yeah,
what
yeah,
up,
yeah.
Bro? Welcome to the show.
What's good
it's
with
been,
you,
man? I'm good. It's been a hot minute. How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. You're enjoying this Florida life. You know what I'm saying? I'm living, bro. I'm living. How you been?
Hey, I'm good. We in you in my neck of the woods here in Florida.
Yeah. Trying to enjoy palm trees and blue water.
Hey, enjoy it, bro. We for to kick this little freestyle little battle off real quick. I got my boy Rando in here. He
What's
said,
going
he,
on?
Okay.
Man. He y'all gonna
man,
y'all
I'm cool, man.
Well, welcome to the show, man. We're definitely going to give you a chance right here. We'll see how it goes. If you need to beat a little bit louder, a little bit quieter, you just let me know. But I'm going to hit it off, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So take your time to get familiar with the beat, and then we'll give you about a minute
okay,
or so.
Okay, bend it up.
And just go in. So here we go, man. Got it?
Yeah, I'm in now. You want me to kick it off?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Fuck it, Hey, RIP, my bro, Trinidad. Off the Richter, quick to predict the optic falls like pussy squatted up like kittens, but I'm black and out of night. Quick to rip the gravitate out the water, I'm a fit of fit. All these females grabbing on my wood like they won't catch a sprinter. Let's begin it. What I serve for dinner, pick up on the bibble, picking fatty slimmer. Hope my Lord forgiving, they won't glam and glimmer. They won't out they liquor, money make me tickle. Laugh to the bank, you can trail behind and watch how I won't drop a nickel. Flip it, then I triple. I won't be the kip. Message so transmittal, thrown like a pistol, trying to bow like I'm a triple. There's people dripping sweat, switching why they dumb squiddle. All up in your hood, oh, I done been there like I'm peanut brittle. Fuck somebody talking down, I ain't fixing beefing with them. If they do decide to dump, I'm Michael Wilson leaping with them. Every human bleed, I'm just not the one that's bleeding with them. Name up in these old mouth, and I ain't even sleeping with them. Peeping time, man, out the blind spirit of people with them. Mind on telling what you cost, little reaching to the gas flick. Running circles, I'm the light of flick.
All right, man, we're going to cut you off, man. We're going to cut you off.
All right.
Did you think of it?
Dumb shit.
Let them know.
Yeah,
man.
You hear me? You know, man, I do this for my brother, man, RNDC, man. Huh?
You got an artist page or anything?
Man, look, you can look me up on Instagram, man. I'm Lit Burns TV. On Facebook, I'm Lit Burns, and it's LIT, not LIL. You know what I'm saying? Lit Burns.
Okay.
On Twitter, I'm Lit Burns. You know what I'm saying? It's all the same, man. I represent RNDC, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother just got killed. I'm doing it for my brother. You heard me?
All right. Man. Well, hey, we appreciate you calling in, man. Definitely you did your thing, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate y'all for having me. You heard me?
Oh, no problem, bro.
Salute,
call
man, anytime.
Hey, stay tuned. We do this on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, bro. Call in. If you ever putting out some music or whatever, call in. Let us know.
Oh, yeah, man. I always want the world to hear me, man. So anytime, look, y'all available, man, I'm going to be available. You heard me?
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
All right, Lit Burns. Take it easy, man.
Oh, yeah, appreciate y'all.
Enjoy Florida, man. Got another caller. Let's see who it is.
Hello?
Hello, Rel and Randy Show. Hello?
Hey, Rel and Randy and Weatherman Joe.
Hey.
I was just calling to say I have an opinion or my comment on a kid being shot. I think it bites my ass because police are supposed to be trained in special situations, and these two were kids. And even
right.
if they did have a fake gun, why didn't they tase the kid if he didn't listen? And did they even show a badge or anything or say that they were police officers?
No, that was the big issue is they didn't identify themselves. So they were unclothed, undressed detectives, and they walked up into the situation. Not unclothed, but they didn't have their uniform
right.
on. But they didn't identify themselves. They said drop the weapon plenty of times, but if you're just a kid playing in the street and somebody comes up to you and you don't know who they are and they say drop the weapon and you got a squirt gun in your hand, I don't think you're going to react the way that a policeman wants to, you know, have you react.
Right.
So I'm not sure on that, but
just hope that kid gets his money and I hope that the parents sue everybody.
I do too. I definitely hope he gets his money for sure. But well, thank you for the call in. We appreciate your comment.
All right.
Thank you.
Love your show.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Thanks. Bye bye. All right, man. We just had Lit Burns on. He did his thing, man. We got any more contestants on?
Not right now.
Well, I mean, at the end of the show, we could just break this thing down with a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just ride it out like that.
All
right. If we get any more people that want to call in and interact. Call up, man. The number for the show is 713-955-0701, and I definitely want any and everybody to call in and flex a little bit, man. Show some skill. Show me it's real, cool.
I'm really expecting a lot of people that be on Facebook, a few people that be on Facebook from their music and stuff.
Right.
They should be calling in right
they
now because I saw you post this.
Right.
I saw you post this, and they like the rap. Any other day, any other time. So
well, everybody's a rapper whenever they can get, you know, some type of attention or whatever. So that people should be calling in, but it is what it is. If somebody's afraid to do what they got to do to become what they want to be, then that's just the case in itself. So anyways, Freestyle Friday, man. This is something we want to enjoy. it's just how we'll do it. Let's see how this is going to sound real quick. My boy Big Crit. A little something right here. And I'll tell everybody, don't get it twisted, man. Everything I do today is gonna be off the dome, but I'll go ahead and give a little sample of what we got.
Okay. Yeah.
Call me Papa Child, but they call me Randy on this show. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to introduce myself.
He's Papa right now. Papa Child.
Okay. Yeah, we smoking something and we blowing like the roster. On the show, I'm ready, but now I am Papa Chow. About to put it down, I represent the double the town. Why would man, I spread that trade by boost, and we stomping around the stomping ground. Yeah, this off the dome, I'm telling you, I get it popping like them cops. Home the South, Cackalacky, man, get at me. And these massive boys down here from Cali, and I'm talking about my main team, pain, doing my thing. I just drain our intellect. I keep knowledge, you gotta follow it like I'm telling you. There ain't much to do. But sit here and rewind time, looking at my blinds that the world gotta finish you. I'm coming near you. He's off the phone, man. I got it clear of you. Use the same words twice. I got some advice for any rapper calling in. Don't do that thing, alright? Listen, I'll be spitting and I told you it's off of the dome.
take your broke ass home. Bust along. Okay, let's go ahead and stop this, and we'll go ahead and continue the show. This Freestyle Friday.
No, I'm taking rap classes right now from Randy. He's teaching me
that's all off the dome,
verbiage and some English classes to help me out.
It's a lot more that goes into music than people give credit, man. It definitely is. I think that in order for people to recognize the talent that rappers actually do have, like Kanye West kind of gets upset that the Grammys don't nominate enough rappers and that they're disrespecting the rappers and this and that. I totally agree with him. That's one of the things I will agree with Kanye West on. One of the very few things I'll agree with Kanye West on. But it's a lot that goes into this, and there's a lot that goes into any music. People need to know that the production aspect of this is an entire art itself. As long as writing a song, that is writing, you know what I'm saying? that's something that is hard to do. And then just delivering it, it's, you know, it's a chore, you know, and to do it all good, that's something you don't see very often. And that's why we on this show, we like to do music and give props to people that definitely deserve it.
Right.
So shout out to Lit Burns, man. I appreciate you calling.
Hey,
he said, did your thing.
He said he want to go again if we're doing it later.
Come on. If we ain't got nobody else, let's call him right now.
Okay.
Tell him though. Hey, listen, tell him I know freestyle and I know it's not. Make sure he knows that I know what a cadence sounds like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He'll know what I'm talking about. If you come through and it's all constant and it's all good and you flow 100% and it's decent, we'll give you credit, man. But I'm just going to say, I got all off the dome, cuh. All off the dome. Weatherman Joe, you got a little heat to deliver?
The only heat I deliver is the weather heat.
I feel you. 10-4.
This rap battle is brought to you by Dust Armor. It is Hunter 100% 45% cooling cost is cut in half by using dust repellent buildups lights, and they help limit the cost of your energy bills, which also in turn will help the environment and help my job be easier to tell you the weather.
We got we gonna call Lit Burns again?
Mm-hmm. You say you're ready.
All right, 10-4. Well, make sure you know.
LITBURN. Yes.
All right, here we go.
Lit Burns. So
that's the number right there, right?
Yep.
All right, we're calling you Lit Burns. Be ready. Dialing.
Just say there ain't no two bananas about this.
Ain't no two bananas.
Hello?
Lit Burns, what's up, man? You back at it.
We back, bro.
What's down? Shit, nobody else want to grab the mic, man. I enjoy it.
10-4, man.
That's what we like.
We'll run that.
I'm going to call Mark and see if he's going to get in here and say some crazy stuff.
Oh, man. That boy Mark Bow, man.
You,
that's the next Gucci, man. On guard, man. All things always, yeah. Shout out to Mark Bow, man. Shout out to Rav Jones and the whole 610, man. Wildlife ENT, man. I got a lot of people that do this music, man. I love all them boys. I respect all of them because everybody grind different and everybody working for what they want.
Lit Burns, real quick, man. Give us some info about you. Where are you from? What got you into music? And just give us a little backstory on you, man.
Man, I'm from Jennings, Louisiana, man. Born and raised. I grew up in Baton Rouge. Few years, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing music since I was 11 years old, you know what I'm saying? And how I started, you know, we used to freestyle at school, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, laughing on what you got on for the day or clowning your mama, you know what I'm saying? Just to have fun. It was never no, you know, disrespectful or none of that, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how we got down in Louisiana, you know?
Yeah, 10-4.
And when I turned 12, you know what I'm saying? Me and one of my older brothers, BUC, you know what I'm saying? We dropped a mixtape called Hard Times. Man, we made 500 copies, man. Me and my brother sat down, stamped all them CDs out, self-printed them up and everything. Went to Walmart, bought the little stamp kit, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine. Printed 500 copies, man, and sold all them copies, man, in less than two weeks for $5 a piece, you know what I'm saying? And ever since that day, like, it never stopped, you know what I'm saying? And that just pushed me even harder just to think, you know, people would want to listen to my music. Other than me just freestyle clowning, you know what I'm saying? Like we do for recess, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you gotta shoot me an email on Facebook, bro, because I got a video from back when we was in Knox, bro, and you was rapping, you was freestyling outside the car. It was you, Mark, and it was somebody else out there, probably T Crazy ass, and that y'all boys.
Oh yeah, we was out there.
I got that video. I'm gonna send it to you, bro. So you gotta shoot me an email, bro. But you about to throw on this beat real quick, bro. Go ahead, bro.
All right, Les, we're going to let you do your thing, man. Here we go. I got some heat for you this time, man. It's a beat by Crack-A-Lack, but check this thing out. When you're ready, man, go ahead.
How's the heat, you heard, man?
Are you listening to this?
Say, look, just come in there. Money on the mission. Got me on the beat and my head steady spinning. All I am, do it till my day is ending. And this shit off the head, they know something's winning. Ain't a game fresh, I'm stepping up the deck. And I got my shoes on, so I'm running all that. And my dog back, all of them be whooping. You already know, nigga, don't sell whoop tickets, man. These tickets ain't hold up, I done fell off. I run back, back, cause the nigga ball hard. Ain't no time for the nigga never gone hard. And you already know, on the track, John Wall. And you already know, we got the act. I fall off the beat and I'm just snap back. When I go ahead, you already know the red dot. Niggas say, you already know they shot, they running. You already know the town feel Sunday. We get to kill my brother. You already know I want it. Hey, hold up, man. I can't do it.
All right.
Hold on. Listen, Albo. Hey, but skate, man, you know what I'm saying, bro? The opportunity, man, you heard me?
Already, man.
It's all in the enjoyment of having fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
Call in anytime, man. If you got, like Rel said, if you got music dropping, if you got anything going on, man, make us the first call. We'll try to put you out there as much as we can, man. Like I said, we appreciate the love, man. And we'll definitely throw
well, look,
back
I got,
your
I
way,
got
man.
A single. I got a single that's bumping on the internet radio right now, man. I'm going to give that to y'all. It's a song called Clothes On. You know what I'm saying? I got them playing it in London, Miami, and Chicago right now. A station played it in Atlanta, and, you know, a station played it in New York one time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to push it right now through the internet radio, but I'll send that track to y'all, man. If y'all play that, man, you know, I appreciate that.
I'm gonna shoot you the email right now, bro, on your Facebook, bro. Shoot it. Send it to me, and we'll throw it on our next show, bro. We'll have it on.
Yeah, we'll definitely have it on, man, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. That's too easy, man. Look, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all boys keep grinding, man. I love what y'all do, too, man.
All right, bro. Be easy.
Appreciate it, Lit Burns. All right. Back at it, man. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Appreciate Lit Burns once again. Coming down to the nitty and gritty of the show, we got about 5 minutes and some seconds left. So anybody who wants to call in, the number is 713-955-0701. We'll give you some time to do your thing. And if not, then at about 3 minutes or so, I'm just going to take this thing out and we'll see what happens. But up until then, what you got planned for the weekend, man?
Nothing at all, bro.
Nothing?
I got a drill.
This weekend?
Yeah, man. I mean, it ain't all day, but I ain't got nothing planned other than that, bro. I'm just going to chill, man.
You got some ping pong in you?
I always got ping pong in me since y'all don't got me on it, man.
Okay. All right, 10-4. I mean, hey,
just let me know.
Ping pong it up, man.
Hey,
anytime you're ready.
Hey, I've been watching videos and everything. I'm ready.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
I'm gonna be out here switching hands mid swing.
You already do that. You just ain't no good at it.
That's all.
Well, once again, man, this is the Rel and Randy Show. Hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. Anybody who wants to call in a freestyle. 713-955-0701. What about our boy? Is he?
And if anybody wants to call in and freestyle some weather,
yeah.
I will definitely appreciate it.
All right, let's call him up.
This is gonna be epic and funny.
Okay.
This is my boy.
Okay. What's his name?
Mark Bo. What is
What's
Mark
his
Bo?
Rap name?
Rap Mark Bo. Mark
Mambo?
Bo. Mark Bo.
Mark Bo. Oh.
Mark Bo.
All right. 10-4.
M A R.
Well, here we go. Let's give him some time to shine. We'll go 2-2. I'll give him 2 minutes, and then we'll jump right into the outro of the show.
Hello?
What up, bro?
What up, fool?
Hello?
You can hear me?
Jahi, we gonna put a beat on. You gonna go in?
Yeah, you gotta give me something slow. Not too slow, but give me something slow and trap that.
What's up? What you think about that Big Crit beat?
He probably ain't here. He was.
Which one?
What you think about this one right here?
Oh shit! Hey, yeah, I'm just gonna start this bitch out like this.
Yeah.
Peace gang. Peace gang. We ain't never seen a motherfucking player in that Lenny. I be talking all that shit, trying to spin a big penny. But y'all ain't never understand how a motherfucking man can wake up, brush his teeth, and throw all his diamonds on his goddamn hand. Fuck that shit. Then I walked to the mall. Me and Walt did it. You knew we was gonna ball. We took some fucking credit cards and ran them bitches up. Look at Native Virgin like, what the fuck? We ain't paying a fuck. But I don't give a fuck, cause I'm flat in a bitch. And I talk a lot of shit, and I throw a lot of dick. You can ask these hoes sometimes, but they might tell you a lie, cause I treat them like shit and don't even give them a slice of pie out my pocket. Bitch, I'm trying to get cake. I talk a whole lot of shit. The shit getting baked. The K's getting baked. The hoes getting pulled. Bitch, I eat chicken wings, but I don't drink Red Bull. But I'm coming through this motherfucker. I'm talking all this shit. He got me freestyling to that Big Crit. Shit, Walt, that's my brother. Different daddy, different motherfucking mama. Nigga, don't cut it off. Nigga, let me go in. You call my damn phone, I'm trying to buy a Benz. I told you I'ma welcome you home with a warm welcome when I get my shit built with a Gucci foundation, nigga, up under the rug. I'm talking about a house. Diamonds in my mouth. Talk shit, I fuck your spouse. Motherfucker, fitness bitch, I'm going hard, I'm going out. Let me slow down a little bit, cause the motherfucking law's down. I'm on my way from Orange Beach, headed back over there. I'm talking about Mobile. I'm on a truck, throwing 4 bills. Guess what, bitch? I did this shit for 4 years straight. No, I didn't. I just got my shit last summer. Monkbo coming through in a black on black Hummer. Damn, man, you wanted to cut me off. I was feeling that shit, man.
Cut, we about, bro. We almost out of time, bro.
Hey, I'll send you the instrumental and then me and you can hop on it, man. You sound like, what's the white dude out of Texas?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Riff Raff.
Oh, hell no. I rap. No, I sound way better than his ass.
Sound like an upgrade to Riff Raff. But anyways, bro, we appreciate you, man. We're going to go ahead and end this thing out. We appreciate the call, man. You got a page we can look at or no?
Check this shit out. Hey, man, I want to say something. What y'all was talking about today?
Man,
I was working, man. I couldn't. What y'all was talking about today? You know what I'm saying?
We got 30 seconds.
All right, man.
We're going to call you, Mark. We appreciate it, man. We'll holler at you.
Hey, man. All right,
man. Let's run this thing out, man. Your boy, hey, he was flowing, though. He was ready to go. Mark was ready to go, for sure. So he got offended when I called him Riff Raff, though. Hey, here we go. I ain't never heard the beat, but I'm going to give you some heat. This your boy right here. I beat my meat. What's up? Tell him, man, you got to keep this in the same. We got to get up. Everybody, we appreciate you, man. This is Freestyle Friday. We're definitely going to continue the tradition. We'll start this up next Friday. Also, picking up, we're going to have some more interviews for you guys from underground artists as well as mainstream. But check us out, man. We appreciate you guys listening. This is the Rel and Randy Show. And until next time, we're out, fellas.
All right.
And ladies.
Thank you, buddy.